From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting for the first time since a former Russian spy and his daughter were poisoned by a nerve agent in Britain. British Prime Minister Theresa May is officially pointing the finger at who investigators think is responsible.
It is now clear that Mr. Skripal and his daughter were poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent of a type developed by Russia. This is part of a group of nerve agents known as Novichok.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Monday that Britain must clarify its position on the poisoning before Russia will agree to speak about it. Skripal served in Russia's military intelligence agency, GRU, and was exchanged in a spy swap in 2010 on the runway at Vienna's airport. Now that U.S. President Donald Trump says he's agreed to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the U.S. is saying the reclusive leader is not following up.
Pyongyang's been silent since Donald Trump agreed to talks with Kim Jong-un. Trump accepting Kim's invitation was a sudden surprise on Friday, but South Korean officials said Monday they haven't heard back from the North since.
I feel that they're approaching this matter with caution and they need time to organize their position.
The South Korean officials that briefed Trump in the White House last week have since flown to China and Japan to brief leaders there on upcoming talks. The next stop for one of them will be Russia.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. The Taliban has captured a western Afghan district near the border with Iran after inflicting heavy casualties on government forces. Insurgents early Monday assaulted Anardara in the province of Farah and partially took control of the district headquarters. The Taliban claimed it was in full control of the district center. That's according to the police headquarters and others in the area. This is VOA News. Due to demands in U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's schedule, he's cutting short his trip to Africa by about a day. The top U.S. diplomat is to meet with the Nigerian president before heading home. On Monday, he visited N'Djamena, the capital of Chad, for talks with President Idris Deby.
We know that Chad faces many security threats on each of its borders. We appreciate Chad's important role in providing security for its own citizens and its contribution to the security of its neighbors as well.
While Tillerson was in Africa, President Donald Trump announced he accepted North Korea's invitation for direct talks with its leader, Kim Jong-un, by May. No specific plans have been set. A plane carrying 71 people from Bangladesh swerved erratically and flew dangerously low before crashing and erupting in flames as it landed Monday in Nepal's capital of Kathmandu.
Officials and witnesses said the crash killed at least 50 people. The exact number of dead and injured remained unclear amid the chaos of the crash and the rush of the badly injured people to nearby hospitals. Officials at Kathmandu Medical College said they were treating 16 survivors. An airline spokesman said that the U.S. Bangla Airlines flight BS-211 from Dhaka to Kathmandu was carrying 67 passengers and 4 crew members. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
One of the main Syrian rebel groups in the besieged eastern Ghouta area says it has reached an agreement with Russia to evacuate people wounded from the region of the outskirts of Damascus.
In a statement Monday, the Army of Islam said the agreement with the Russians was reached through the United Nations. It says the wounded will be evacuated in stages, but makes no mention if they are rebel fighters or civilians. Eastern Ghouta has been under a ferocious government offensive since February 18th, leaving more than 1,000 civilians dead. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he is waiting for the outcome of court cases before deciding whether to take action on raising the age to buy specific guns, long guns, but conceded there is a little political support to do so. Hours after White House officials laid out gun laws, changes they wanted enacted in the wake of last month's deadly shooting at a Florida high school that left 17 dead, Mr. Trump said on Twitter that a very strong improvement and strengthening of background checks will be fully backed. He said that bumped stocks, which increase the rate of fire for some guns, will soon be out. In addition, he said highly trained expert teachers will be allowed to conceal carry. That does mean that teachers would be allowed to carry weapons in school. And he said that would be subject to state law. And he also said armed guards, okay, deterrent. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.